USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday in hopes of avoiding an invasion of a U.S. ally. Biden holding the video call with Putin as Russia is building up a troop presence on the border with Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan regarding what was discussed about Ukraine.
He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He told President Putin directly that if Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
It's a day of remembrance in Hawaii, today marking the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor when more than 2,000 Americans were killed. U.S. Navy Rear Admiral and Surface Warfare Officer Tim Cott praising Pearl Harbor veterans for their commitment to the country. USA Radio News.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Republicans are reacting to a vaccine mandate put in place in the Big Apple.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his way out of office, is forcing his vaccine mandate on the private sector in the Big Apple. Republican Representative Fred Keller from Pennsylvania on Newsmax weighs in on the intrusive governmental overreach.
Well, the response is that I think that people that elect the office need to respect and have the confidence in the people that sent them to serve that they'll do the right things. And they can keep themselves safe. They can keep their customers safe. They can keep their team safe at their jobs. And we saw that happen all through the pandemic when we didn't have the vaccines and we didn't have the therapeutics and we didn't know as much as we know now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate has confirmed Jessica Rosenworcel to chair the FCC. She has a 5-year term and is the first woman to lead the agency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The CDC is recommending something new as holiday gatherings ramp up. The agency wanting people to get a rapid COVID test before any indoor parties to protect children and those at high risk. The guidelines have been updated as a new Omicron variant spreads to 19 states. Regarding COVID, former Trump testing czar Admiral Brett Jouard reminds everyone on Fox News.
If we set our sights on going to zero COVID, we will never satisfy that. I really don't believe we will. COVID will be endemic, meaning there will be strains that circulate. They will change. But we want to make that a minimal risk disease by vaccines, by pre-existing immunity, by the oral drugs. We need to get along with our economy. We can't ruin our children. We can't throw people into depression and cause them to be more addicted and die of overdoses. We have to get on with our lives and live with this with all the tools we have right now.
In Michigan, Oxford Community Schools has denied Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to do a third-party review of the events leading up to the deadly murders at the high school last week. Nessel saying she's extremely disappointed by the decision. She adds the tragedy demands a united effort from all of us who serve the Oxford community. 4 students were murdered and 7 others hurt by a 15-year-old student. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.